Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the night, your heart fills with dread, probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinister Who?
Hello and welcome to another edition of Freaky Friday, where we tell your odd but true stories. Today is Friday, January 20th, and we hope you're having a wonderful and freaky Friday. Christy, have you collected a lineup for us today?
We got a lineup. We do have a lineup. I'll tell you, this first one sent me down a YouTube rabbit hole, which has since really messed with my algorithm, so I'm going to have to just start searching for puppies playing in fields and real sweet stuff.
Yeah, what do we say? Unlikely animal friendships where yes. They're best friends
I
forever.
Love those. Like a pig and a tortoise.
Yes.
Hedgehog like and a vulture.
Somebody posted a chihuahua and a pig, and the chihuahua looked like Lucy and the pig looked like Petal. And I was like, what if it was real life? And I was like, oh, it was.
They both would. Have. No, those are two real bad bitches that would get together and clash. Or best friends.
Look at us.
Maybe.
There
bitches. You go. I'm trying to decide who would be more afraid of who. Goose of Petal or Petal of the Goose, because dogs are natural predators to pigs. Petal is infinitely larger than the goose.
Mm-hmm.
But the goose, she can go for those hooves, those ankles. She can get you.
She's vicious. She's getting hard of hearing in her old age. Mm. It's really hard to see. It's very, I love her, but she, man, I think she was 2 when I got her in 2011. So she's like 13, 14 mm-hmm. now. She's still as spry as ever, but I can tell her hearing's going. So if Petal could sneak up on her, she wouldn't hear the, she may feel the breath, but I don't think she'd hear the honk. So
the warm
or the snorts
on her neck.
Yeah, in her neck. We got to do another Petal pick me up because, mm-hmm. First of all, shout out to our Patreon for giving us that idea of the name of it. Because I told you, as much time as I spend on videos for the show, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this video for social media. So I'm going to spend time editing it. It took 7 seconds to just hold the phone up to Petal. And it was like, this post is doing 1,000,000% better than anything you worked on. And I'm like, why do I try? Why don't we just put videos of Petal and whatever information underneath it?
Right. We get t-shirts for her that say whatever we need, like a sandwich board. Or we just put a tiny little board over her.
Petal announcements. We're gonna have to start doing that
because look for those to come.
They love her more than us, and honestly, I don't blame
I get it
y'all.
I get it. She's wonderful and majestic. Well, this first story is neither of those things, but it is an odd but true tale. But before that, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather,
and let's get freaky. This is from Brooke, and it is called Terrifying Tales from Jakarta, Indonesia. Hello, ladies. First, thank you both for creating one of my favorite podcasts. I always appreciate your insight, empathy, and balanced humor. All right, let's get into it. I have two stories to share with you today. Whether you share both, one, or neither on the podcast, thank you for reading them. My first story takes place in 1998, when I was around 9 years old. I was living in Jakarta, Indonesia, where I lived until I was 18. My family and I were foreigners, with my dad hailing from Texas and my mom from England, although she grew up in Asia too. I promise this is important to the story. For those unfamiliar with Jakarta, in 1998, the city experienced really bad riots in the month of May due to a combination of an economic crisis, government corruption, and clashing of ethnicities between Indonesian and ethnically Chinese Indonesians. Part of the unrest also expanded towards foreigners in the country, including targeting international schools. That's where my story finally begins. I was a student at the British International School, and leading up to the riots, students were told to bring an overnight kit to school in case we were ever targeted and unable to send students home safely. Since I was so young, I didn't really understand the danger we were in, and instead, I was quite chuffed to get my first sleeping bag and the idea of having one big sleepover with my friends. Oh, to be young and innocent. Well, there finally came a day when those kits came into use, when rioters surrounded our school. That morning, my mom was tipped off by her Indonesian friends to keep me home. I thought it was pretty cool to get a day off just to watch TV, not knowing what my friends were about to go through. That day, the school went into lockdown because it was too unsafe to get buses out to send students home. This was a time when international schools didn't have the insane security we would later see. Think guards with machine guns and mandatory bomb checks for each entering car. So my PE teachers had brought out the only thing they could think of to use as a weapon, the tennis ball machine. I honestly tear up thinking of how scared they must have been to get to that point. Luckily, everyone stayed safe, including the British ambassador's kids who got a helicopter ride out of there. He later had to resign since he essentially left everyone else behind. I didn't end up going back to school until September of that year, because after this and many other incidents, the U.S. Embassy, along with other foreign embassies, called for a mandatory evacuation of their citizens. I remember getting on a bus with my family and being driven out to the old airport, where the U.S. military, along with the Canadian and Malaysian military, was evacuating their citizens. Again, I just thought of it as one big adventure and a bonus long summer. We weren't told where they would be sent. Instead, for U.S. citizens, they had chartered commercial planes to fly citizens to either Singapore or Malaysia. We were lucky enough to have my mom's family in both countries, so it didn't matter to us where we went. When the country was finally safe to return, I found that many of my old friends' families had decided not to come back, and I never had the chance to really say goodbye to them. Living with this high risk and security became a norm for us, and it's something I honestly became desensitized to. That said, I would never trade living anywhere else. I love Indonesia, and I still visit to this day. My second story is one that has to do with the awful tsunami that devastated so many Southeast Asian countries right around Christmas in 2004. This isn't my own story, but instead one that I heard from my headmaster and his wife during a school assembly. Like many living in Southeast Asia, they were holidaying in Thailand that Christmas with their two young sons. My headmaster told his story first. The morning the tsunami hit, he and his young sons were at the beach while his wife was at the hotel gym. When the tsunami came, he somehow had enough time to grab his two sons and run like hell. He said that he has never ran that fast in his life, thanks to the incredible amount of adrenaline he experienced trying to save his kids, especially since his sons were yelling at him to run faster, Dad, the water's coming. Luckily for him, a local on a motorcycle stopped and had them jump on the back to get to higher ground. They survived, but the hotel and the area were devastated by the tsunami, causing all cell phone communication to be non-existent. This also meant he was separated from his wife with no way to contact her. It took days of searching, including going to the makeshift morgues to see if his wife had passed away. This is when his wife took over telling the story from her point of view. She, along with some other hotel guests and staff, was able to get to the roof and be rescued. She spent the same agonizing days searching for her husband and two young sons, fearing the worst because she knew they had been at the beach that morning. Through what I can only assume is a miracle, someone recognized the descriptions of her husband and sons when she was searching for them, and they were able to reunite. Needless to say, there wasn't a dry eye in that assembly, and all of us had so much respect for our headmaster after that. Thank you again for reading these stories. I also have a couple of ghost stories from Bali, Indonesia, which I'll send along another time. Stay safe, Brooke.
Wow.
So, the first story here, Brooke, that's so, no pun intended, foreign for so many of us to imagine that that's the type of school environment. It's very hard for a lot of UK and Australia listeners to know that, like, we have lockdown drills here in the US for shooter drills and stuff at school. When we talked about that recently on a Freaky Friday, a lot of people from the UK and Australia were like, I just can't wrap my head around that that's what kids have to deal with. And also that anybody can just get a gun, because here, like, sometimes not even our police carry them. Like, you know, it's just a totally different world. So when you take it even more international and now you've got politics and stuff involved like this, whole different game.
And you have people pushed to their brink because, you know, like she said, government corruption, economic crisis, internal, you know, fighting of different groups and stuff. And it's just kids trying to go to school who get caught in the crossfire. That is such a fascinating, and I think it's a relatable and also something that we forget as we get older. And, you know, the further away we get from childhood, I guess you get reminded when you have kids. But that idea of, I remember being a little girl and having to get in the bathtub or having to go in the hallway when we had tornado drills. Of course, it's not the same, but that same sense of, ooh, I get to be with all my friends in a hallway. And that's just the short-sighted innocence of a kid of like, oh, well, I get to, oh, I'm going to sit by my two best friends. Yeah. And then we don't even have to do schoolwork.
We get out of class. Outside. This is kind of exciting and thrilling, which, yeah, but luckily we do have that innocence and just kind of ignorant bliss when we're young that I think probably honestly helps in those situations, because you can't have a bunch of panicked kids flipping out. But if they are all kind of like, oh, okay, this isn't that big of a deal, then the teachers can hopefully assess the situation a little better
and help them through it of like, it's fun, you know, there's a fun element to it. Not really, but
no.
And thank God for your friend, your mom's friend, to tip her off to keep you home from school, because I'm sure sitting at home with your kid watching what's happening on TV, you just squeeze them as tight as possible going, oh my gosh, thank God.
Did you ever see the movie Toy Soldiers?
Oh, I have not.
Will I've Wheaton, seen it, like Sean Astin, a bunch of other people. I loved it when I was a teen because it was about a all boys prep school and they were all like the it actors of the time. But one of them is the son of a diplomat or something, and some kind of terrorists take over the school, and because they're trying to kidnap the kid and everything, or they're teenagers. And so, you know, the students fight back and whatnot. But it's a real fear.
That is, I'm glad that she got tipped off and you all were safe. But then the tsunami, especially the idea of, I can only imagine the sick gut feeling that the mother had knowing that her husband and sons were at the beach.
I can't, yeah.
The beach.
I, for whatever reason, was decided I wanted to watch some videos because I remember when this happened, but I wanted to, honestly, I was more interested in what it looks like right before a tsunami hits, because all the water gets sucked back from the shore, the tide goes out, and then it just turns into this giant wave. And so you're watching this unedited raw footage from like hotels around the area of the beach, and there's tons of tourists and locals, and there's resorts right there all on the beach, and everyone's just kind of like, wow, that's weird. I've never seen the ocean do this. And people are walking out to where water would normally be and picking up shells and stuff. And then you see everybody starts to realize something's wrong. And honestly, it was most the locals that were screaming at the tourists and stuff to get to higher ground because they knew what was coming. And the speed with which it all just goes to hell in a handbasket. Water is so incredibly destructive.
Oh, unforgiving and fierce, and just goes with gravity. If it's coming up, it's got to go back down.
Yeah,
wow,
the flooding,
I didn't even think about
and
it.
Just people, everything just immediately going under. I mean, it was devastating. I mean, it destroyed so many businesses. Lives, the entire country. So I'm so, so glad that that ended up the way it did, because many families did not have that happy ending. But goddamn, I can't imagine those 3 days.
Oh, just looking over the edge of the roof, even looking down and going, well, that's where they were. And now it's under 12 feet of water. God, I hope I find it. But that is some, I mean, you see it all the time. They have videos where parents just happen to swoop in, like they'll do like dad instincts or mom instincts, you know, where the parent notices the kid and just catches them right before they fall down the stairs or catches them right before. And that is, it's like an extra sensory sixth sense that, and also I bet you that man did a, what, 5 minute, 3 minute mile.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You run, it just, just there's everything in you just kicks into high gear, hits the nitrous, and you just run off. That's wild that he outran a tsunami.
I've heard many times from parents that are in situations like that, like where death is imminent, that you're capable of doing stuff that you did not think you were doing. Like you hear about moms lifting cars off their kids and stuff, because it's like your body just takes over and you're just in complete fight or flight mode.
And bless the sweet local on the motorcycle who stopped and said, get on, let me take you. Like, you don't have to do that. You did not have to do that. But that's just human to human. Like, I care about you. You know, a man with two kids under his arms, like, sweating, panting, is like, oh, you poor guy. Like, hop on. Come on, buddy. It's a testament to the kindness of the Indonesian people, for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This next one is from Cece, and it is called Lock Your Fucking Doors. Hey, ladies, thanks for putting up such a great show. I'm really digging the Freaky Friday segment. Let's get into it. Here's what I've got to share with you. I live in Riverside, California, about 50 miles east of Los Angeles County, where I was born and raised. In 2020, when COVID hit, I, like many, started working from home and worked there for about 20-ish months. I had my, quote, office space set up in our main bedroom, which is the room facing the street. We live in a cul-de-sac, and it's pretty quiet here, compared to where we moved from 6 years ago. This happened January of 2021. My youngest daughter, 18, was in New York visiting her girlfriend, and my oldest daughter, 22, was just heading out of our house to her car to go to the gym, when all of a sudden, our two across-the-street neighbor guys, a husband and a father-in-law, come running out with shop tools in their hands, yelling at my oldest daughter, "Get in your car! Go, go, go!" Shook, my daughter did as she was told, takes off, then texts me that there are police driving, fast, up our street. I'm like, what the fuck? Nothing ever happens around here. Ever. And not on a weekday morning at 8 a.m. So I'm working away, taking calls, doing my thing, and I have the bathroom window cracked a bit for fresh air. I hear voices at my neighbor's house, don't pay much attention, keep working, until I hear very clearly, "Come out with your hands up. This house is surrounded." Again, what the fuck? Now I go peek, and sure as shit, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department is surrounding my neighbors to the right, guns drawn, and that's not all. As I move to peek out the front window, I see the sheriff's cars, trucks, SUVs, and what can only be described as a police remote control looking car thingy with a frickin' camera on it. Looking to the street opening, one of the sheriff department's trucks is driving across a neighbor's lawn to get to this surrounded house. And here they come, on foot, in full riot gear. Really? We left LA County for a quiet, safe neighborhood for our kids. And now this? Now I'm fully on alert. I text my husband, and he's all, "What do you want me to do?" Really, dude? Only ones left in the house are me, our dogs, and my oldest daughter's boyfriend, who is asleep because he works night. I'm watching this shit go down, going from window to window. The sheriff's department is banging on the neighbor's door, looking over their fence. Now come the helicopters. Suddenly, there's a bang, bang on our front door. My dogs are losing their shit. I'm scared as hell. And I look at my Ring camera to see it's the sheriff's department. They've come to evacuate us. Insert palm to face emoji here. I had to crate my dogs, wake up the boyfriend, grab keys, and go. My stepdaughter and grandkids live 1 mile from us. They had all had COVID, but luckily for the boyfriend and I, they were all better and back to work and school this Monday. So to her apartment we go. I called my boss, tell him, I'm not going to be working for the next few hours because we've just been evacuated by the sheriff's department. Hours go by. We go to Costco for a hot dog lunch and drive by the neighborhood to see if we can go home yet. Nope. Go back to my stepdaughter's apartment and wait. About 3 to 4 hours later, we get the call from the police. I'd left my phone number with them when we went to check if we could go home. And we're clear to come home now. Yeah, I didn't log back into work that day. So here's what had happened. The second house at the beginning of our block had a newly released sex offender, we didn't know this, who was whacked out on drugs that morning, got into a fight with his wife, this was after he had robbed a corner convenience store, and was going neighbor's house to house, trying doorknobs, trying to get in. The guys across the street from us, who saw my daughter leave, saw the guy trying to get into their house, and chased him off their property. My daughter just missed this when she was leaving. That's when he crossed the street and checked the doorknob of my next door neighbor. It was unlocked. The husband had gone to work. The mother and three kids were home, and the kids were in school on Zoom when the guy burst in. He held these poor people hostage in their own home for hours. The kids being in class on Zoom is what saved them. A teacher saw something going on, checked on the student, realized something wasn't right, and called the authorities. This asshole terrorized this mom and her kid for hours, flooded their house by breaking their water heater, and broke windows and stuff inside. That's why the sheriff had to evacuate my house, because they didn't know what he was going to do next. They finally got this guy out and arrested him. He's been long gone since then, thank God. That family, we didn't know them well at all, just a friendly smile if we saw them in passing, put their house on the market by the beginning of February, and they were out of there in April. I can only imagine how traumatized they all were and how guilt-ridden the husband must have felt because he left the door unlocked when he left for work. We ended up getting an awesome family as new neighbors who bought the house. And come to find out, they're also from the same small town we left in LA County when we moved up to Riverside. Small world, huh? The moral of the story, as my title suggests, lock your fucking doors. Thanks for a great podcast. I love laughing and hope y'all will do a show in Southern California. I tried to find a news leak on the incident, but no luck. I'll keep looking, though.
What a horrifying interruption to your Zoom school day that you look at one of your students and go, why does my student look nervous? That's
terrified.
Kind of weird. And all of a sudden now I'm sure their camera goes out and I would call 911 too.
You'd or like, you sorry, hear kids. A bunch of shit going on in the background. I'm sure mom's yelling, this dude's yelling, kids are yelling.
Like, take the kid off of mute. Let's hear what's going on because we need to know if they need help.
Right.
You know?
Isn't that interesting, though, to think, had it not been, well, I mean, I guess the butterfly effect, had it not been for COVID, perhaps this guy wouldn't have done this at all. But had it not been for the kids being home and on Zoom,
mm-hmm.
if he had just broken in and it was just the mom.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That you see it. And as far as, you know, feeling guilty about leaving the door unlocked, I realized the other night we might have come in from walking the dogs or something. And I went, you know, back in the house and was doing stuff and came back through and noticed, you know, of course, the deadbolt was off. And it can just slip your mind. You know, you're in a hurry, you're rushing, whatever. Of course, nowadays, they're, you know, places are starting to have like apps that'll like alert you like, hey, your front door is not locked or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the more we can have robots remind us, I guess, the better we can be. But so, you know, something like you can't go back and lock that door, so you can't keep beating yourself up over it. But it's the fact that they had to pull out like helicopters, swarm the place. I mean, like he said, you don't know if he's willing to bust a water heater. Is he willing to set that house on fire, the neighbor's house on fire, you know,
or kill everybody in the house? You're being held hostage. So scary. Totally get why you would put the house up for sale. I don't think I could stay there either.
No, because you'd look at that front mm-hmm. door every day and just wonder what's on the other side mm-hmm. of it. So, you know, they got a fresh start. I'm glad you all got good neighbors next door and that nothing happened to, thank God for the neighbors across the street hollering at you know,
your daughter,
mm-hmm. saying, get out of here. You know, like Cece's daughter, get the fuck out of here. Because you just, if somebody is not all mentally present and are just willing to wander into people's homes. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you don't know what they're capable of, carjacking, kidnapping, whatever. So one of those where they took them down and glad it was not worse. Well, thank you, Cece.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, YSL Beauty, and Wine.com. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
This next one is from Megan, and the subject line is, "You will not take me without a fight." This is a story about a runner who listens to true crime podcasts in the dark during snowstorms and runs with a Ruger. On this particular day, it was Sinisterhood's part one of the mysterious death of Phoebe Handschuck. I live in a small rural mountain town with a population of around 3,000 people. During this run, I'm about 2 miles from my house on a backcountry road at the foothills of the mountain, deep into the podcast, with one earbud in. Since it was snowing, the road was empty and peaceful. I hit the section with no cell service when a car going in the same direction as me passes by very slowly. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know how wrong yet. About 200 feet in front of me, the car stops. For a split second, it looks like the car may pull into a mile-long driveway on the right, but then the driver turns to the left and positions the car across the road, blocking the entire way. I stop. I call Ruger back to my side. Ruger is my 60-pound ride-or-die Labradoodle that I run off-leash. He loves all people. He quickly returns to my side. Normally, I would have to keep reminding him to stay by my side, but in this moment, he's on full alert. He doesn't move. He's fixated on the car blocking the road. His actions make me more nervous. He knows something is wrong. I take off my mittens so my hands are free. I pull out my pocket knife. I'm ready for war, and so is Ruger. You will not take me without a fight. For at least a minute, maybe longer, you know, time is relative when you're in immediate danger, there's a standoff. I'm not moving, and neither is the car. If you're wondering why I didn't turn and run the other way, Good question. A car will win a foot race every single time. And I knew there was only one option. Stand my ground. Finally, coming straight at us is a truck. I feel relief. The car cannot continue to block the road any longer. It's going to have to move. The car blocking the road completes its turn and is heading straight at me, slowly, with the truck right behind it. I start to run again, Ruger by my side. He is so intent on me. Pocket knife is in hand, very visible. The car pulls up next to me and rolls down the window. It is completely black inside, and I cannot see the driver. I keep my distance and hear, I thought that maybe your car had broken down, so I came to check on you. I reply, nope, and keep moving. The car and truck disappear out of sight. Just left with my adrenaline, my dog Ruger, and the slow, silent snow falling. First off, if you came to check on me, you would have rolled down your window while going the same direction as me and ask if I was okay. This actually happens. It's typical behavior. But did you notice they didn't ask anything? They made a statement. Second, I am clearly in running clothes with a very bright light belt and a pack on. My dog has a reflective LED light harness on. It should be clear to anyone that we did not just come from a broken down car, and there was no car on the side of the road anywhere. Third, if you're traveling north and want to check on us, why would you turn around, head south, when your original direction was north? We were running down a hill and would not have been visible to a car coming from the south until they were right on us. 15 minutes after the incident, I realized I hadn't paused the podcast. I also hadn't heard anything that had been said. I was so hyper-focused. Would they come back or were they scared off? We did finish our planned 11 miles without further incident because no one's going to scare me off my road, my plan, and my love of running. Be safe, be aware, keep one earbud in, and keep it creepy. Attached is a picture from the very run when I realized the podcast was still playing. You can see my dog's green light up ahead.
The picture is, it's pitch black, snow's falling, snow everywhere. It's beautiful. It's isolated.
That's horrifying. I don't buy the I was worried that you had car trouble line. Given that if you thought they had car trouble, even if you're like, oh, I'll be nice and I'll turn around, then you turn around, drive past, roll the window down. Is everything okay? I'm fine. Okay, roll the window up. You don't block the road and be like, you're going to have to run to me. And then what?
Yeah.
That is sinister as fuck. It's like a horror movie. Mm-mm,
no. And no. Good thing that truck came along and they had no choice but to move. It's, yeah, those things, one of those moments where could have gone different. I'm sure glad it didn't. It sounds very sus. I don't buy the guy's story for a second.
No, not at all.
I think being a badass and having that knife out, making sure they can see it, having your dog and everything, they don't want to mess with somebody that's going to give them a hard time. Like you said, you're not going to go without a fight, and they don't want to fight. So I think you handled that situation very nicely.
Definitely. And good job having a dog with you. I think that makes a difference because it is kind of becomes two on one. And mm-hmm. then also you're armed. And when you said Ruger, I thought you had a gun.
As did I when I first read it. I'm sure everyone when they first heard it. Which, you know, when I read it, I was like, okay, well, I'm watching this really bizarre show that it takes place in Alaska. And these British couples are trying to win this homestead of this older Alaskan couple that built this whole log cabin. It's the whole thing. All that to say, everybody's carrying guns there because it's so, I mean, it's just dense forest. There's animals and shit everywhere. So I was like, well, yeah, if you live in a small town and you're running at night through the mountains, maybe you do take a gun with you. I don't know how to run with a gun. But I mean, I don't know how to do really anything with a gun, but running with them is something that's probably a little trickier.
Running a gun, and I bet you they have a special strap. I mean, they use
cops do it all the time, so I'm sure.
Well,
it's
I went
fine.
To the gun show. They have like bras and panties and boxer shorts. I mean, they have all kinds of stuff. Undergarments.
What, a bra that you can put a gun in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Or like a vest, like you wear it under your shirt. I knew a guy I went to law school with that would wear. I mean, we were having dinner one day, and he was like a bulkier guy. He wasn't like, you know, he was average. I'd say he's average to bulky. And we were talking about carrying something and he kind of patted his side and I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, all right, I'll show you. And he unbuttoned his button down and underneath was like, instead of a white Hanes like undershirt, it was a white undershirt that had a pouch for a gun that then you put your work shirt over it. And it's on his left side. So he's like, oh, yeah, I can just stick my hand in and pull it out. To be fair, he did a heightened type of law where you might be face to face with an angry client. Somebody or adverse party. Yeah, you never know. I don't practice that much anymore. That's why I'm not trying to get. But yeah, when someone says I'm running with Ruger, I assumed that it meant a gun. But you don't want to run towards. I think that's right. Stopping and having a standoff mm-hmm. is the best thing. When the car is sideways, that's.
Nah.
That was the worst part of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you so much for sending that one in, Megan. This next one is from Angie, and the subject line is a plane, a drone, a helicopter, or a UFO. Hi, ladies. Love your show. Thanks for keeping me company on my hour drive commute through my rural area where I reside. This is my story about the weird object I saw one morning on my daily drive. It was a cold April morning. I'd just begun my daily hour-long commute to work. I'm usually on the road by 5 a.m. Now, I've seen some interesting things on my early morning drive the past 4 years. I've seen several shooting stars, beautiful sunrises, gorgeous moons, and even a comet. Yes, you heard that right. I have seen a comet. I actually thought it was an airplane on fire, and I thought it was about to crash into the cornfield a few miles ahead of me. But it was a comet, so that was pretty cool. I live in a rural area in Iowa. My hometown is the place where Buddy Holly played his last concert and, unfortunately, was killed in a plane crash. Despite the cornfields, it's actually a beautiful and peaceful area to live in. Anyway, I was maybe 10 minutes into my drive, in the pitch dark alone, when I saw in the distance what looked like an airplane taking off from the small airport in the upcoming city. I remember thinking it was odd seeing an airplane take off from there that early. It normally took 20 minutes to reach it. The airplane zigzagged to the right, then the left, vertically, and up and down. It had red lights that rotated horizontally and counterclockwise. I could also tell it was metallic and saucer-shaped. I suddenly had this overwhelming sense of fear. I mean, the kind of fear where all the hair on the back of your head stands up. My senses told me to pretend I didn't notice it. However, that was kind of hard to do, even if it was way up in the air. Suddenly, I realized the red rotating lights were to the left of the car next to my window. Let me tell you, normally I drive at 60 miles an hour, but at that moment, I put the pedal to the metal. I think I was driving at least 75 and praying, literally, to the good Lord above for protection. But thankfully, it didn't hover too long next to my car. It then shot up vertically, and within seconds was miles to the northwest of me. To say I was shook is mild. I saw that it flew to the right and to the left near the upcoming cities, cities that were at least 40 miles away. Because my heart was beating out of my chest, or so it felt like, I decided to call my husband. After I explained what happened, the first words out of his mouth were, "Did you record it or take a picture?" What in the actual fuck? There was no way I was going to pull over to take a picture or a video. He did ask if I was okay after hearing how upset I was, so he redeemed himself. Although he calmed me down enough to finish the drive, I was still very upset 45 minutes later when I arrived at work. And yes, there is an organization to report this type of phenomenon, MUFON, Mutual UFO Network. I did report it to MUFON, and they did determine that it was an unidentified aerial object. I've never been a non-believer, but I also hadn't been a believer either. I definitely believe we're not alone now. I only hope I don't experience anything like that ever again. Anyway, keep it creepy, but maybe not this creepy when you're driving in the dark alone. And definitely don't pull over and take a video or a picture, because if you don't show up to work one day, your coworkers will think you were abducted by aliens.
Interesting, because usually people aren't scared. Not to say that you didn't have a reason to be. I just wonder if maybe something about this one seemed more sinister than other sightings.
It could be. Or Angie is like Miss Rafferty on those SNL sketches where it's like Cecily Strong being like, "I saw a beautiful light." And Angie's like, "They took me up there and they batted around my knockers."
Well, like, up in a tree the next day.
Yeah, I don't think they were very friendly. Well, you know, you get your gut feeling about you. I saw a UFO the other day. I didn't want to talk about it, but I should now report it to MUFON, because it was too low to be an airplane.
Where was this?
On Ferguson Road, driving Ferguson towards 30. Paris was driving, and I was like, "What the fuck is that in the sky?" I can't believe I forgot to tell you this.
Can't either. What did Paris think it was?
He was trying to look, but I was like, "You're going to wreck the car. Watch the road." And he goes, "It's an airplane." I was like, "You're not even looking." He said, "You told me not to look."
Who's on first? This is why you got to pull over. Although I do... Everyone is always like, "How did you not take a picture or video?" I get it. When you were in fight or flight mode and you think your life's in danger, you're about to be abducted, your main concern is getting the fuck out of there, not trying to document.
Right. Well, we got stuck at the red light at St. Francis in Ferguson, and the enemy ship, whatever it was.
They may have been friendly.
Friendly fire. It looked like, it's funny though that she said it looked like an airplane on fire, because that's what I thought it was. I was like, "Oh my God, there must be an airplane on fire." And I know the flight path for Love Field flies right over my house. And so I see Southwest jets all the time, depending on the wind. They change it depending on the wind. So, but it was not the same flight path, and it was a different kind of level than it normally would be. Anyway, it was.
All that to say, you need to make a report to MUFON.
I didn't even think about me. I know that you can. I didn't even think about making a report to MUFON, but I should have, because they are the ones that help. I mean, to their credit, they don't just go, "Well, everything's an alien." Like, they'll right. sit there and say, "Oh, okay, well, like 10 people reported this." It was in Texas a few years, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Everybody was saying, "Oh my God, I saw a UFO." And it turns out it was SpaceX was like testing rockets or something like that. So then they track it down and say, "Oh, well, there was an airplane in distress," or whatever, you know. So I do appreciate that. Well, I got to get on there, Angie, because that sounds like I saw one too. The airplane on fire is really the best way to describe it. But we got stuck at the red light, and then it flew behind trees. And then by the time the light was green, it was gone.
So it looked like flames?
It looked like an airplane on fire.
Could it have been a comet?
It was dirt.
Or a shooting star?
Dust?
No, shooting stars don't look like fire. A drone that caught fire? I think everything are drones.
That's what I go. I go, "Do you think it was a drone?" And Paris goes, "It looks kind of high up to be a drone, but they can go pretty high up."
I mean, then I'm going to say it's an alien.
They set their drone on fire. Anyway, it was upsetting to me that I didn't get a photo, because I was like, "Oh man, I got to document it." But then I forgot about it because I didn't take a photo.
You got to take a photo, especially if you're the passenger. That's on the passenger. Driver, you got to get out of there. Passenger's the one that's got to document it.
You have certain obligations as a passenger. Mm-hmm. Help with the radio or changing a song. Help with navigation, snack provisions, and documenting UFOs that you see. And I have completely failed. So
just on that last one, though, you've been great about all the other things.
Thank you. I try to be a good passenger. Well, Angie, sounds like you're normally if I said you got to get up at 5 a.m, yeek. But if you have to get up 5 a.m, I'm glad you've gotten to see a comet and shooting stars. Like,
sounds like you're seeing all sorts of shit that everybody else is literally sleeping on. Well, we miss so much when we're asleep, don't we?
We do. Well, thanks, Angie.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Well, this final one we've got is from Susie. I've been excited about this one all day.
I have been so excited about this. You have not read this, correct?
Mm-mm.
You're going in.
I'm going in.
Not knowing empty. Anything. I have read it. I saved it for last and gave it to Heather because we'll all see why.
And the thing I meditated on this morning was I vow to dive into the unknown and just I'm diving in, baby.
There's nothing more unknown than what this is about to be.
Well, Susie sends it with the subject line, sexually attractive ghost. Susie writes, trigger warning, this is a sexy ghost story. I was a sophomore in college and home for summer break. My boyfriend at the time would sleep over at my house a lot because I stopped being allowed at his house after his mom found out I wasn't baptized. This comes full circle, I promise. Anyway, one night we were up late watching a movie, and all of a sudden my TV started turning on and off repeatedly. Figuring it was just a weird electrical problem, I got up and unplugged it, and then plugged it back in. Well, it turned back on and started to bug out. First, it switched to this weird static channel and began messing with the volume. Up, down, up, down. Then it started turning on and off repeatedly again. We got so freaked out that we left the house and went to the 24-hour diner to wait out the night. We shook in silence and ate pancakes until the sun came up. I was terrified of spending the next night in my room alone, so my boyfriend reluctantly agreed to stay over again. That night, I insisted we watch a movie that not even a poltergeist could ruin for me, Mean Girls. As I passionately rapped along with Kevin G, I began to relax and eventually drifted off to sleep. Not long after, I was awakened by the sharp nudge of my boyfriend, absolutely terrified and pointing to the ceiling light. It was flickering on and off repeatedly, almost frantically. I couldn't shake the feeling that whatever this was, it was desperately trying to get my attention. Regardless, we immediately ran out of the house into the diner, where we once again shook in silence and ate pancakes until the sun came up. I spent the next night alone and terrified. Somehow, I was able to fall asleep, but shortly after was awakened abruptly, not by a noise or light, but by the physical feeling of my bed sinking, as if something or someone was sitting on it. I shot up, terrified, and that's when I saw it. That same something that had been fucking with my electronics was now visible to my eyes, sitting at the edge of my bed. I knew that I was seeing a ghost, and that ghost was hot as fuck. I was shocked at how fucking hot this ghost was. Ghosts aren't supposed to be hot. They're supposed to be gross and shitty looking, like sad, mangy colonial men. That's not what this was. This was a This was a young, supple man. Crisp. Oh, y'all. This was a young, supple man with crystal blue eyes and hair of gold. Just punk rock enough to grab your interest, but wholesome enough to introduce to your judgmental parents. And it felt sexual. All of it. I knew I had a boyfriend, and I really liked him, but I loved this ghost. I blinked again, and he was gone. But my infatuation would persist. I went to a water park with some friends the next day and could not stop thinking about this beautiful stranger that had flirtingly terrorized me in the night. I could not get him out of my head. I hoped he would come back tonight. But this time, I'd be ready. No oversized underpants and stained Harvard Law Just Kidding t-shirt. This time, I'd wear normal size underpants and a clean Harvard Law Just Kidding t-shirt. I got home that evening and ran into my room, looking forward to a second date with my paranormal star-crossed lover. As I gleefully hopped through the door, I was met with a strong herbal smell and was surrounded by rosary beads. I was then face-to-face with my boyfriend. "What the fuck are you doing here?" I said. "My mom said you were being haunted by ghosts because you weren't baptized and told me to sage your room and hang rosary beads everywhere," he said. "Thanks, babe," I winced through gritted teeth, seemingly certain that these plastic beads were not going to cock block me. Well, guess what? They did, because I never saw the hot ghost again.
I'm dying.
I'm so glad I didn't read that in advance. Thank you, Susie. Well,
I love it. We don't hear enough about hot ghosts. And you're right. They're always, it's like, there's like memes and stuff about how ghosts don't exist past like war-torn times because you never see those. I want to see some millennial ghosts. I want to see some hot Gen X ghosts walking around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's about
some
time.
Some of those Chippendales dancers.
We need something.
Or like a Zach Morris kind of a look. This is what I envision because of the golden locks, mm-hmm. and a little punk rock. You, Susie, could get a job writing descriptions of people that then they could put into their dating profile. Because if I read this, I'd be like, I'll fuck that guy or ghost
yeah.
right now. Today.
Yeah.
I'll swipe
Everybody
right
Everybody wants someone that's like, you know, you want a freak in the sheets and a non-ghost on the streets.
A young, supple man with crystal blue eyes and hair of gold?
Love
on.
It. Sounds
Come
like
on.
A Greek god. Swipe. I have a theory.
Go.
Well, if we examine the beginning of this story, what were we seeing? We were seeing electrical problems where things were being plugged, unplugged, mm-hmm. plugged, unplugged. Things going up, down, up, down, up, down, repeatedly, fast, fast, fast. The flicking of the lights, on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. It's almost as if he was already fucking.
Oh, yeah, he was
or
ready.
Or he was saying, hey, this is what you can have. If get your boyfriend to go back home for a night, and this is the speed at which we're going to be doing things.
You're the outlet, I'm the plug into. Let's do it. I could not love a story more. I am really sorry that the sage and the rosary beads scared him off. Oh, man. If anybody's listening that you know how to conjure old poltergeist, send it in. We'll forward it to Susie.
I usually don't say go to the Ouija board. If you can get just the sexy ghost to answer, then I say do it.
And the good thing about the Ouija board is, you know, if you say, well, hey, what message do you have for me? And they just send it to the DTNF. Message received.
They just keep, the planchette just keeps going burp, 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 back and forth from yes
DTF,
real fast.
DTF,
yes,
DTF,
yes, yes,
DTF.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Well, may he visit you again someday. Maybe it'll be like in Titanic. You live a nice long life, and then when you die, all your family and memories, it goes away, and you just see that one guy from your youth that you've been waiting for, that Leonardo DiCaprio waiting for you.
Is that what happened at the end of that movie?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is she gets off the boat. Spoiler alerts for Titanic if you haven't watched it. It's a two-cassette VHS tape, so make sure you watch the second tape.
It came out in 1996, I think.
did. Came out in 1996. But she gets off the boat and starts a new life. She ditches Billy Zane, Cal. Of course, Leo's a popsicle at the bottom of the ocean. And then she has a new family, has kids. One of her kids is on the boat with her talking to Bill Paxton, R.I.P. And then at the end, she dies in her sleep.
After throwing the necklace off the... Which, why the fuck, lady? Like, that's a huge... That could go in a museum. Sell it and give it to some needy organization. My God, yeah, don't just chunk it into the fucking sea.
That's such a waste. And if you think like, oh, well, I don't want my kids to be spoiled rich kids. Like you said, other people could use
that. Yes.
Maybe. But then when she dies, you know, when she's like goes to, you know, to take a old dirt nap, as we say.
I've never heard that.
There's a lot of phrases. I told you one of my 2023 resolutions is leading into my Texasness.
Well, I mean, I'm born and raised here, but I haven't heard that. But I'm going to start using it now. We also got to use, I don't know if this is Texas, but this is my husband.
Are you doing it? Are you going to share
the other night, Tommy's telling us a story. Wait, what were we talking about?
I don't recall.
It was something about AI or something about robots or something.
I thought it was on his rant about funeral homes. Was that not it?
He did go on a rant about funerals.
It was fantastic. Just my favorite.
In general.
My favorite part is when I go, what happened at a funeral that has had you so upset? He goes, I could tell you a half a dozen stories right now. And I was like, God.
Yeah. But he goes, listen, when the shit shakes out, we're all going to realize none of this mattered. We were like, the shit shakes out.
I fell off the porch. I tumped down the stairs because Tommy's like, just so slick in the way he said it. He's like, yeah. And then when the shit shakes out, then you'll know. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I got to start saying that. You know, when the shit shakes out.
And that's jazz, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a fantastic one. But how did we get on the shit shakes out? We're talking about, Texanness. Yeah, when she takes at the end of Titanic, she takes her old dirt nap. And then she's in what one would presume heaven, the afterlife, etc. Depends on your views. And she's in the stairwell, well-dressed. And Jack, a.k.a. Leonardo DiCaprio, is in a suit. And they, like, reunite and are dancing and stuff. And
on the ship?
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've seen this. I mean, I know the gist of what happens on the Titanic, but like, I forgot about this part.
My favorite part is heaven is to go to the ship that sunk. Like, do you remember that tragedy that you lived through?
They killed the man of your dreams, apparently. Let's go back there.
That might be hell. Like, I think maybe she went to hell at the end. We don't know. But regardless, Leonardo DiCaprio's there. But the point that many people over the years have made is, like, she had, like, a whole family. And then when she died, her heaven was, like, not to be with her family, but was like, I'm going to actually go over here and try to get that Leo dick.
Dang. I mean, we can't look at him.
Listen, we all live our lives. And when the shit shakes out, we either end up in heaven or hell. And Leonardo DiCaprio, he's going to be in both places. So it doesn't matter.
That's true. I think he will. He's one of those that you're going to see him everywhere. He's done good. Ubiquitous. He's done bad. I mean, I don't know if he's done anything hell worthy. But, you know, he
cares about the planet. He's like the lady on The Good Place that ends up in the medium place a lot. Yeah,
that's Leonardo DiCaprio. He'll be in the medium place.
He's in the medium place. Well, I can't thank you enough, Susie. That was a phenomenal tale, and may you be reunited.
And may this spark other tales, like so many, where people are like, oh, I forgot about my sexual ghost encounter, because if we need to do another show, mm-hmm. a weekly show that's just talking about ghost fucking,
phantom
we'll
fucks.
Work it into our schedules.
We can do it.
Somehow.
Yeah, no, we can. We'll make it happen.
Send
we'll
it
call.
In.
We'll make a call.
Well, thank you, Susie, and thank you, everybody, for sending your stories. If you have an odd but true story, maybe you've encountered Bigfoot, you've seen a UFO, you've fucked a ghost, you've had a brush with true crime, or you felt the presence of an otherworldly being, send them in at sinisterhood.com/Freaky Friday. We love providing Sinisterhood to you at no cost, so if you like what you hear, consider supporting the show by donating to our Patreon. We're a small operation, creating the show for you by researching, writing, recording, and producing it ourselves. Any amount is sincerely appreciated and helps offset the cost of making and hosting the show.
As a thank you, you'll also get some sweet perks like ad-free episodes, a Sinisterhood sticker, membership to our exclusive Patreon Facebook group for those in the Ruling the Airwaves and getting into a tier, special shout-out on the show, monthly bonus mini-sode, and patron-exclusive video and audio content, including Am I the Asshole, Relationship Advice, Judge Christie, Dear Sinister, True Crime Headlines, and so much more. Plus, our patrons in the Getting Into It tier are also able to vote on a bonus content segment each month they would like to see us live stream. Our next live stream will be Tuesday, January 31st at 8 p.m. Central.
You also have the fun perk of access to our Discord server, where you can connect with other fans in real time and discuss the latest in true crime, share personal ghost stories, or just post adorable pictures of your pets. We hop on occasionally, and we host monthly Q&As on Crowdcast, where you can ask us all your burning questions. This month, we're doing it a little bit different, so we can hopefully accommodate some of our international listeners, and we're doing a Thursday weekday Q&A, 2 p.m. Central Time, Thursday, January 26th.
For patrons not in the U.S., you have the option to pay in pounds or euros, saving you the cost of the conversion fee. Annual memberships for all tiers are also now available. Those that select this option will be rewarded with a free month of membership.
For more details on all of this and specific member tiers, visit sinisterhood.com and click Patreon on the top banner.
So many of you have been tagging us in pictures of you sporting your sweet Sinisterhood merch. Keep those pictures coming. If you want to get some cool Sinisterhood swag like t-shirts, mugs, totes, and even clothes for your kiddos, or a sandwich board for your pig, it's a Sinisterhood on the side, visit sinisterhood.com and click shop on the top banner.
The best thing you can do to help us grow is like, review, and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please tell a friend who you think would like us to check us out. You can also share any episode by clicking the three dots in the top right corner and share topic-based playlists from Spotify by visiting sinisterhood.com/playlist. All of this means so much to us and really helps podcasts like us get more exposure.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at sinisterhoodpod and like us on Facebook at sinisterhood. We're also on YouTube and TikTok at sinisterhoodpodcast. Christy, where are you at on the computer?
I'm on Instagram at Christy M. Wallace and Twitter and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
I'm on Twitter at MCK versus the world, and I'm on TikTok and Instagram at Heather versus the world.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
Sinning.